Songs in the Night for January 15th. And it came to pass in those days that he went out into a mountain to pray, and continued all night in prayer to God. Luke chapter 6, verse 12. Who has not noticed that all the great Bible characters used of the Almighty were accustomed to go to him regularly in prayer, and to seek for guidance from him in respect to every matter? Even the great Redeemer, holy, harmless, undefiled, and separate from sinners, needed to pray to the Father, needed his fellowship and communion, needed to be in touch with the Infinite One. Some may ask, would the Almighty change his plans in answer to our petitions? Assuredly, he would not. Indeed, on the contrary, we are cautioned in the Scriptures to ask only according to his will. We are warned that if we ask amiss, our petitions will not be answered. Hence the necessity for studying God's Word and being enlightened thereby respecting the divine program, that we may ask in harmony with every feature of it and receive strength and encouragement through the answer to our petitions. Zion's Watchtower, 1911, page 411, hymn 239. The text again, and it came to pass in those days that he went out into a mountain to pray, and continued all night in prayer to God. Luke chapter 6, verse 12.